from KQED.
From Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald to Dinah Washington and Sarah Vaughan, female singers with big, iconic voices have often been the biggest stars in jazz. But on her latest CD, San Francisco jazz singer Madeline Eastman shows that quiet can speak volumes as well. The California Report's jazz critic Andrew Gilbert has this review.
Once I was a sentimental thing, threw my heart away each spring.
Madeline Eastman came of age on the San Francisco jazz scene in the 1980s, inspired by great musical storytellers like Carmen McRae and Etta Jones. She made a name for herself as a tough and fearless performer, unafraid of mixing it up at torrid tempos with some of the music's most formidable improvisers. But over the years, she's learned how to distill all that intensity and pour it into emotionally taut balladry. Her new album, A Quiet Thing, is a riveting duo session with Portland pianist Randy Porter, a program of 14 songs without a single up-tempo number.
I lie in my room, staring up at the ceiling. Spring can really hang you up the most. Morning's kiss.
On those rare occasions when a jazz singer decides to focus on ballads, it's usually in an orchestral setting, with lush arrangements providing a variety of textures. Porter, a consummate musician who got his start on the San Diego jazz scene, is more a fellow explorer than an accompanist. His probing dialogues with Eastman make strings and horns feel superfluous, particularly when they strip a pop classic down to essentials.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you sort it out, Alfie?
Part of what makes A Quiet Thing so rewarding is that Eastman avoids the usual American songbook fare. Instead, she offers transformative interpretations of songs gleaned from the likes of Randy Newman, Alec Wilder, Laura Nyro, Stephen Sondheim, and the Beach Boys. When she does tackle a standard, Eastman turns it into something startling and new, like her bruised and wary version of Pick Yourself Up, which she folds into Donnie McClurkin's contemporary gospel anthem, We Fall Down.
Will you remember the famous man who had to fall to rise again? Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again.
This isn't Eastman's first run at a ballad program. Back in 2001, she released Bear, a duo project with the late, great Los Angeles pianist Tom Garvin. It's a marvelous session, but A Quiet Thing finds Eastman delving deeper than ever before, spurred on by Porter's bright but oblique harmonic choices. She closes the album with Brian Wilson's soul-bearing prayer, God Only Knows, almost whispering the abject lyric.
God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you.
Some listeners might find themselves hankering for more rhythmic variety or improvisational fireworks. Eastman sets plenty of sparks flying, but she never makes a big gesture when a subtle motion serves her vision. The album's title track, Candor and Ebb's It's a Quiet Thing, practically serves as a manifesto, an ode to the power of understatement. I won't be surprised if A Quiet Thing makes a big, resounding impact.
Andrew Gilbert is a Bay Area writer who covers jazz and world music. He reviewed A Quiet Thing by Madeline Eastman and Randy Porter.